Hamishi. And the pasuk continues, Vayavoy Moshe and Moshe Kain, Vayikro Lizikne Ha'om, and he called to the elders of the nation. Vayosem Lefneim Es Kaladvorim Ho'ele Asher Tzivohu Hashem. And he put before them all these words that Hashem commanded. He related the words of Hashem that the Yidden will be Am Segula and Goy Kadosh if they accept the words of the Torah. Ramban is Medayik. Why did he call Lezikne Ha'am? Why didn't he go directly to Klal Yisrael? And he answers that Lezikne Ha'am were the people that Klal Yisrael looked up to for advice. And Moshe was really standing there with the Lezikne Ha'am and all the Bnei Yisrael around them. And they were the ones who were supposed to say if Klal Yisrael should accept the Torah or not. But the Yidden did not wait for their advice, and they said Nasa v'nishma, even without asking the Lezikne Ha'am. Vayanu kolom yachta vayomru, and the whole nation got together and said together, even without asking the Lezikne Ha'am for their advice, Kol asher diber Hashem nase, everything that Hashem said we will do. Vayoshev Moshe es diber Ha'am el Hashem, and on the third day of Sivan, Moshe returned the words of the Am to Hashem, the words of Kol asher diber Hashem nase, anything that Hashem says we will do. And on this third day of Sivan, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hine Anochi bo elecho be'av he'onon. Behold, I am coming to you with the thickness of the cloud. Bavor yishma ha'om bedabri imach. In order that the nation will hear when I speak to you, I will speak to you, Moshe, and the Yidden will overhear when I am talking to you. Megam becho yaminu la'olam. Through this revelation at Har Sinai, they will believe in you forever. And the Gam is coming to include even Nevi'im that will come after you. They will believe because of the revelation at Har Sinai. Vayagid Moshe es divrei Ha'om el Hashem. And Moshe on the fourth day went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, the Yidden are not happy with what you told them yesterday. You said that the Yidden will only overhear what Hashem will tell Moshe. The Yidden wanted to hear from you directly. It is not the same somebody who hears from a shliach that compared to the one who hears directly from Hashem. Ritzaynenu liros es malkenu. It is our will to see our king. We want to hear directly from you. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. And because of that, Hashem told Moshe, if that's the case, leich el ha'om, go to the Am, v'kidashtam hayoim u'machor, and let them prepare themselves today, the fourth day of Sivan, u'machor, and tomorrow, the fifth day of Sivan, v'chibesusim loisam, and let them wash their clothing. And let them be ready for the third day, which is the sixth day of Sivan. Because on the third day, Vav Sivan, Yered Hashem, Hashem will come down in front of the eyes of the whole nation, Al Har Sinai, on Har Sinai. La'enei kol ha'om, Rashi explains, means that anybody who was blind was healed on the day of Matan Torah. Therefore, La'enei kol ha'om, the whole Am will then have enayim, have eyes to see. V'hikbalto es ha'om saviv lemar, and you shall border off the nation saviv, around the mountain lemar. The border will be saying, it's as if the border will be saying, hishamru lachem, watch yourselves alois ba'or, to go up on the mountain, unegaya b'katzeu, and be careful not even to touch the edge of the mountain. Kol hanegaya b'or b'shumas, because anybody who will touch the mountain will surely be put to death. Lesiga bayad, you shall not touch the mountain with your hand. Kisakal yisakel, because stone, he shall be stoned. Ayora yayori, or thrown off
from a height which was as high as two heights of a man, shall he be thrown off. Because the way of skila is, they threw the person off from a height which was twice the height of a typical man. If he survives the fall, then they would stone him. So it could be, if he is still alive after he was thrown off, he will also be stoned. But he definitely will at least be thrown off from a high place. And this is what the pasuk means. Sokol yisokel, he might also be stoned. A yoroi yiyore, he definitely will be thrown off. He will at least be thrown off. If he survives the fall, he will also be stoned.
In Behema, whether it's an animal that went on the mountain, im ish, whether it's a man who went on the mountain, lo yichyeh, he will not live. Bimshoy chayovel, when the ram's horn will pull out a long sound, the ram's horn over here referring to the horn of the ram of Akedas Shal Yitzchak, the ram that was used instead of Yitzchak, which Avram shechted instead of Yitzchak by the Akedah. So when this Yovel, this ram's horn blows and stretches out a long sound. Heima yalu bahar. Then it is mutter, you are allowed to go up by the mountain, because this blowing of the shofar will signal that the Shechina went away and the koil of Hashem has stopped. Or Chaim explains that even though in Pasuk Yud Beis it said, Igbalto es ha'om saviv lemar, you should make borders for the nation around the mountain to show them where they should not go and where they should not step on, this Isser only took place on Vav Sivan, the sixth day of Sivan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina came down on the mountain. But the Tzivoy, the command to make borders around the mountain, was on Dalet Sivan, in order that the Bnei Yisrael should get used to the area which they have to stay away from. Vayered Moshe min ha'or el Om. Now Moshe went down from the mountain directly to the Om. He did not turn and was not busy with his personal businesses, but rather went directly from the Har, from the mountain, straight to the nation. Vayekadesh es ha'om. And he prepared the nation, and they washed their clothing. And Moshe said to the nation, be prepared for 3 days. Al tigishu el isha, do not come close to a woman. There is a machloikis in the Gemara when Matan Torah took place. Some say on Vav Sivan, some say on Zayin Sivan. The ones that say Zayin Sivan is because Moshe was Moisif Yom Echad Midaitoi. He added a day. Hashem said 3 days, and Moshe added a day. One reason for Moshe adding a day was to give the Klal Yisrael more time to prepare for the Yom Matan Torah, for the day of Matan Torah. Another reason given is that since the Torah Vav Sivan was given on Shabbos, Moshe felt that it would not be coveting for Shabbos to be busy preparing for Matan Torah on Friday, but rather, in order to give more covet for Shabbos, he felt that the Torah should be given on the day after Shabbos, on Sunday. So he added a day, and the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan. If you learn that the Torah was given on Zayin Sivan, Heyu Nechoinim L'Shloishes Yomim, means that you should be ready for the third day, which means today is the fourth. The fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, prepare yourself. And the Torah will be given on the fourth day, which is Zayin Sivan. But if you learn that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, so Heyu Nechoinim L'Shloishes Yomim is equivalent to saying Heyu Nechoinim L'Yom HaShlishi. You should be ready for the third day, not in 3 days, which means after the third day, but on the third day itself, which is Vav Sivan. And the Pasuk says, Al Tikshu El Isha, do not come close El Isha to your wife. The din is that Shechva Zera is Metamet Tumas Erev, which means that when a Zera comes out of an Ish, or if the Zera touches an Isha, they are both Tamei Tumas Erev. They're Toivel on that day, and at the evening, at the time of Harav Shemesh, when the sun sets, they become Tar. So why did the Yidden have to be separated from an Isha for 3 days? And Rashi explains, this is to enable the Noshim to be Tahar by Matan Torah. Because if the Noshim would be poilet the Shechva Zera, which means if the Zera came out of the Noshim after they are Tovel, then this Zera can be Metame them. So even though they had Tefillah, if the Zera came out afterwards, it will make them Tame. Therefore the Pasuk says that they should not have relations for 3 days. This way, any Zera that will come out will be Zera that is 3 days old. Zera that is 3 days old cannot fertilize an egg, and therefore is not Metamen. That is why the Torah is saying that the men and women should be separated for 3 days before Matan Torah. Vayihi bayom ha'shlishi, and it was on the third day, b'yos ha'boiker, in the morning. Hashem was there even before Klal Yisrael was there, not like Basav Adam, Melech Basav Adam, that waits until his servants come and then he comes, but rather Hashem was there first, b'yos ha'boiker, in the morning. Vayihi, and there was koilos, thunder, uvrakim, and lightning, va'onon koved ala or, with a heavy cloud over the mountain, the koil shofar chazak ma'od, with the sound of the shofar blowing very strongly, vayecharad kol ha'om asher b'machane, and the whole nation that was in the camp shook from the fear of Matan Torah. Vayotze Moshe sa'om legras olekim min ha'machane, and Moshe took out the nation towards Hashem from the camp, likras, towards is a lashon when two people, each one coming toward the other one. So just like the Yidden were coming toward Hashem, Hashem was also coming towards Klal Yisrael, kechason likras hakalom. Vayisyatzvu b'sachtes ha'har. And the Yidden stood at the foot of the mountain. Rashi brings down a second shot from the Gemara. B'sachtes ha'har means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted Har Sinai over Klal Yisrael, kegiges, like a tub. And he said, if you will be makabel the Torah, mutab, good. V'imlav, shom teheg furaschem. If you are not going to accept the Torah, you will be buried over here. The question is, if the Yidden said Nasav and Ishma, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to force them and be kafa olav har kegiges? Some of Farshim learn that the reason is because Nasav and Ishma was only said on Torah Shebichsav, and Kofa Olav Har Kikigis was concerning Torah Shabbat Peh. Sifse Chachamim brings down that it was a maila, an advantage to Klal Yisrael, that Hashem forced them. Because just like the din of an anusa, which means if a man forces a woman to marry him, the din is Leisucha L'shalcha Kol Yomav, he is not able to send away this woman his whole life. So too, now that Klal Yisrael was forced to take the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never leave them. Even if they do averis, Hashem cannot leave them. V'lo yuchal l'shalcho, he cannot send out Klal Yisrael kol yomov. V'har Sinai oshan kulay. And Har Sinai was completely smoking. Mibnei Hashem yorad olav Hashem bo'esh, since Hashem came down on the mountain with a fire. V'yal ashonoi ke'eshen akivshon. And the smoke of Har Sinai went up like the smoke of a furnace. Obviously, it was much more than a furnace. The Pasuk says that the smoke went up ad lev hashamayim, until the midst of the heavens. So why does it say it went up like the smoke of a furnace? But it is only said in the Torah so we can understand. The Torah gives examples, l'saber es ha'ozen, to make our ears understand what we are used to hearing. And therefore the example is like a furnace. But obviously, it was much more than a furnace. Vayechera kol har ma'od, and the whole mountain shook. And the sound of the shofar was getting stronger and stronger. That is not like Basav Adam. When a human being blows a shofar, it starts out strong and gets weaker and weaker. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the shofar, it started out lower and got stronger and stronger. And the reason why, he did not start out this sound with a booming sound, but rather on a lower pitch, was in order not to shock Klal Yisrael. Moshe Yedaber. Moshe spoke, which Rashi explains from the third of the Aseret HaDibros and on, was spoken by Moshe. Hashem said, Anoichi v'lo yilecha, and from the third one and on, Moshe spoke. V'ho'elikim ya'anenu v'koil. And Hashem answered Moshe concerning his voice, that his voice should be loud enough that all of Klal Yisrael should be able to hear it. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Ches. Vayoshev Moshe es Dibri Ha'om. And Moshe returned to Hashem with the words of the nation. B'yom ha-mochras, on the next day, Shehu Yom Shlishi, on the third day of Sivan, that is when Moshe returned to Hashem. Shari bashkoma olam, because in the morning Moshe went up. So therefore, if he went up in the morning, it must be on the next day, which was the third day of Sivan. Mechitzara choya Moshe leheshev? Was it so important for Moshe to return? Didn't Hashem know his answer? The pasuk is coming to teach us derech eretz for Moshe. Shelo Omar, Moshe did not say, Hoyil v'yodea misha shalchani, since the one who sent me already knows the answer, ein tzarech lahoshev, it is not important for me to return. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, even though the one who sent you knows the answer, it is derech eretz to return to him and tell him the answer. And Hashem told Moshe on this third day that I will come to you ba'av he'onon, b'mave he'onon, with the thickness of a cloud. Zehu arofel, this is the thickness of arofel. V'gam b'cho, and also in you they will believe forever. What does gam mean? Gam b'nevim ha'boy macharecho. Through the revelation at Har Sinai, not only will there be an amuna in you, Moshe, but also in the nevim that will come after you. Vayagin Moshe, and Moshe told the Divrei Ha'om El Hashem, B'yom HaMochras, this took place on the next day, Shehu Yom Revi'i LaChodesh, which is the fourth day of Sivan. Es Divrei Ha'om, what were the words of the Om that Moshe told them, told Hashem? Tshuva al dover zeh shamati mehem, an answer on this thing that you said yesterday, I heard from them. Asheritzoinam Lishmoya Mimcho. They want to hear from you. It is not the same. Somebody who hears from a messenger, Lishamea mipi hamelech, to the one that hears from the king himself. Ritzoinenu Lirois es Malkenu. It is our will to see our king. We don't want to overhear what you will tell Moshe, but rather we want to hear directly from you. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Im kein, if that is so, Shemaskikin ladaber imom, that I have to speak directly to you. Lecha la'om, tell the om, vikidashtom, vizimantem, and they should prepare themselves today and tomorrow. Sheachinam atzmom hayom u'machar, they should prepare themselves today and tomorrow. Zok Rashi layom hashlishi, for the third day, shehu shisha b'chodesh, they should be ready for the third day, which is the sixth day of Sivan. Uvachamishi, and on the fifth day of Sivan, bona Moshe es hamizbeach tachas ahar, Moshe built a mizbeach underneath the mountain, ushteim esrei matzeva, and he built 12 pillars, kol ha'inyan, the whole inyan, the whole topic, ha'omor b'parshas ve'el ha'mishpatim, that is said at the end of parshas ve'el ha'mishpatim, ve'muktar u'mu'ucha b'torah. There is no muktim u'mu'ucha b'torah. There is no order in what is first and what is last in the Torah. So at the end of parshas mishpatim, there is a very significant parsha that really belongs over here in Parshas Yisroel, because that parsha discusses what happened on the fifth day of Sivan, and this parsha discusses what happens on the sixth day of Sivan. So that parsha really belongs before the parsha of Matan Torah. Le'enei kol ha'om, before the eyes of the whole nation, melamed, this comes to teach us, shelo hayo bahem suma, there was not one blind person amongst Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah. Shenisrapu kulam, because at Matan Torah they were all healed. V'igbalto es ha'om, and you should border off the nation, kval lohem techumin, l'simin, place borders for a sign, sheliyikvu minagvul v'holo, in order that they should not come from this border and further. Lamar, saying, Hagvul oimer lohem, it is as if the border is telling them, Hishamu me'alois mikan v'holo, be careful, watch yourself from coming from this point and on. Va'atem tazhiru malklach, and you should warn them and tell them what the purpose of this of these borders are. Unagoye b'katzeu, afilu b'katzeu, it means, even if you touch a drop of the mountain, the edge of the mountain, you are also chayev misa.
Yoro yoyore, zok Rashi, mikan l'niskolim, from here we learn that those who are sentenced by the court to be stoned, shehem nidochim, lemato mibes haskilo, they are thrown down from the stoning place, shehoye govoy ashtei koimois, which was as high as two heights of a man, since the pasuk says a double loshen. Yoro yoyore, we derive the height of the beis haskilo was double the height of a typical man.
Yoro, what does the word yoro mean? Yushlach. Lamata, thrown down, la'aretz, to the ground. Kimo yoravayam, just like in last week's parsha, we had the words yoravayam, to be thrown into the depths of the sea. Here also it means to be thrown down. Bimshoy chayovel, when the ram's horn will blow and stretch out a long sound, kishimshoy chayovel koil aruch, when the yovel, the ram's horn, will be drawn out with a long sound, hu simen siluk shechina, it is a sign that the shechina has left, vafsokas hakoil, and that the voice of Hashem has stopped. The kivin shenistalik, once the voice of Hashem has stopped, hem yoshoyim la'alois, they are allowed to go up on the mountain. Hayovel, hu shofar shel ha'ayil. Yovel means the horn of a ram. Shekein ba'aravia, because in Arabia, karin l'dichra yuvla, they call a dichra yuvla. So the word yovel means a ram. V'shofar shel eloi shel yitzchakoya. And it was the ram of the Akedah, the ram that was sacrificed instead of Yitzchak by Akedah Yitzchak. And that is why it uses a lashon of Hayovel, the ram, the specific ram, the one that was shechted by Akedah Yitzchak. Min Hahor Elom, and on the fourth day, Moshe went directly from the mountain to the nation. Melame Shiloh Hoya Moshe Pone La'asokov, Moshe did not turn to his own businesses. Elom Min Hahor Elom, he went directly from the mountain to the nation. You should be ready for 3 days. What does that mean? At the end of 3 days, which is Huyom Dalet, the fourth day, which is Zion Sivan. Because Moshe added a day by himself. Kedivrei Rabbi Yossi in Shabbos. And that is the words of Rabbi Yossi in Masechta Shabbos Pesayin. Uladivrei ha'omer b'shisha b'chodesh nitnu aseres ha'dibrois. But according to the man the Omer that says that the aseres ha'dibrois were given on Vav Sivan, loy ha'isiv Moshe klum. Moshe did not add any days. And what does it mean, l'shloishes yomim? L'shloishes yomim k'moy l'yom ha'shlishi. It means as if it said l'yom ha'shlishi on the third day, which is Vav Sivan. Al tikshu el isha, do not come close to a woman. Kol gimel yomim halalu. All these 3 days. K'day she'yu anoshim tovles l'yom ha'shlishi. In order that on the third day the women can go to the mikvah, v'tiyena tahoris, and they will be tar, l'kabel tara, to accept the tara. She'im yisham shu'toch shloshes yomim, because if the men and women will have relations during the 3 days, shem atif loyda isha shechva zera l'achat filosa. Maybe the zera will come out of the isha after she was tovel, v'tachse v'titma, and will go back and be metama her afterwards. Avol misha shosa gimel yomim, but if she waited 3 days from the last time that she had relations with her husband, kvar hazera masriach, the zera is already ruined, ve'ena roi lahazria, and it is not capable of fertilization. Utar milatame es apoletes, and that zera is tahar from being mitame, the isha that spits out the zera and touches her afterwards. That's why the Torah says, wait 3 days. And this number of 3 days that Rashi mentions, that the zera becomes masriach and is not mitame, is obviously only according to Rabbi Yossi, because Klal Yisrael waited 3 days, Dalet, Hey, and Vav, before Matan Torah, and the Torah was given on Zion. So they separated from their wives for 3 complete days. But according to the other man, the Omar, that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan, we did not have a complete 3 days, but rather 2 days that the husband and wife were separated from each other. And that man, the Omar, would hold that after 2 days, the Zera becomes Masriach, and it is not Roy Lahazria, and it is therefore enough to only wait 2 days, according to him. And Rashi continues, B'yois HaBoiker, in the morning. Hashem was there at Har Sinai B'yois HaBoiker, Melame Shehikdim Al Yodam. This teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came even before them. Masha'in Derech Bosav Adam Lasis came, which a human king does not do. Sheyehe HaRav Mamtin LaTalmud, that the Rav, should wait for his student. V'chein Motzinu, and so we find B'yecheskel, Kumtze El Abiko. Hashem said, go out to the valley. Vo'ekoim, and I got up. Ve'etze, and I went out, El Abiko, to the valley. Ve'hine Shom Kavod Hashem Oimed. And behold, Hashem was there already. So too over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there at Har Sinai before Klal Yisrael. Likras Ho'elikim, Magid Shashchina Yotz Likrosam. This teaches us that the Shechina went toward Klal Yisrael, Kechosan Likras HaKalo, just like a groom goes toward the bride. And since the Pasuk says Likras, Likras means two people coming towards each other. So not only was Klal Yisrael going towards Hashem, Hashem was going towards Klal Yisrael. V'zehu shenemar, and this is what the Pasuk says in Devarim, Hashem mi Sinai bo, Hashem came from Sinai towards Klal Yisrael. V'lo nemar li Sinai bo, it does not say Hashem came to Sinai. So mi Sinai means that he went from Sinai towards Klal Yisrael. According to the simple meaning, it means at the foot of the mountain. The medrash is shenitla shahar mimikoymoi. The mountain was uprooted from its place, v'nichba alehem, and it was held above them kigigas, like a tub. Oshan kulay, the mountain was completely smoking. Ein oshan ze shem dover, it is not a noun. Shari nokra shim pasach, the word is with a pasach under the shin. Oshan Eloloshan Paul, it's a verb, smoking. K'moy Omar, Shomar, and Shoma, so is Oshan. Kach Targumoy. Therefore, Targum says, Tinan Kule. It was completely smoking. K'loy Tirgum Tinono, smoke. V'chol Oshan Sheba Mikra, Nekudim Kometz, Mipnei Shehim Shem Dover. Typically, when we find the word Oshan, it's with two kometzes, Oshan, which means smoke. But Oshan is a verb which means smoking. And the fire went up like the fire hakifshon of a furnace, shel sid, of lime. Yochol kifshon zev aloyoser. I might think it was only like a furnace and not more. Tamaloymar, the pasuk says, boyer bo'esh ad lev hashamayim. The fire at Har Sinai was burning in a fire until the midst and the center of the heaven. So it was much greater than a furnace. So why does the pasuk say a comparison to a furnace? To give the ear something that it can relate to, something that it can understand. What it is able to hear. The Torah gives to human beings a simon, a sign, that is recognizable to them, something which they can relate to. Similarly, we find, the pasuk says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ka'arye Yishog, like a lion, he roars. Who gives the strength to a lion to roar? Elohu, Hashem. And the Torah compares HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a lion? Elo only anu mechanan umedamen oisel lebriyosav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu compares himself to his creatures. Kedei, in order lesaber es haoizen, to give the ear something that it can understand, mashiachol lishmoya, and with something that it can hear. So we can compare the sound of Hashem like the roar of a lion. Ukiyotzeboy, and another pasuk like this, vikoloi. Kikoil Mayim Rabim, the voice of Hashem was like the great and mighty waters. Vechiminos an koil Mayim, who gives the sound to water? Valoi who? Is it not Hashem? Vatamachana oisai, lidmoisai libriyosav, and you are comparing him to the things that he created? But the answer to that is kdei lasaber es haoizen, to give the ear something that it can't understand. So here also, we give an example that the fire at Har Sinai was like the fire of a furnace, which is something that a human being can relate to. And the Kol Shofar was Hoylech V'Chozek Me'oid, Minig Hedget, the minig and the way of a normal person, calls Man Shu Marech Litkoya, any time that he pulls out a long sound and is blowing Shofar for a while, Koyle Machlish V'Koya, the voice of the Shofar gets weaker and weaker, Avokan. But over here, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoylech v'chozek ma'oid, the sound was getting stronger and stronger. V'lomo kach mitchila, why originally did it start out lower? L'saber ozneim mashiachon l'shmaya, to let the ears hear a sound that they are able to hear. It should not be too loud right away and shock Klal Yisrael. Moshe yedaber, Moshe spoke. Kishehoye Moshe medaber u'mashmiya hadibros l'Yisrael, when Moshe would speak and let hear the dibros to Klal Yisrael, sharelo shomu mipi agvura, elo anoichi v'lo yilcha, they only heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the first two dibros, anoichi and lo yilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misayoi losis by koyach, liyois koyloi magbir v'nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Moshe concerning his voice, that his voice should be loud, and it should be strong, and that Klal Yisrael should be able to hear it. Yanenu v'koyl, Yanenu al devar hakoyl. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him concerning his voice. Bikoyl means concerning his voice, that it should be heard. Kimoy, just like the pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Asher Yane Bo'esh, which means Al Devar Ho'esh Lohiridai. He answered him concerning the fire to bring it down.